Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your comments or your prayer requests over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And again, I will get back to you. Amen. So for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know this is Saturday, Saturday night, and you know what that means, the full gospel message for Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on to head this off, I want to once again thank God for all of you that are listening and welcoming onto the broadcast. Once again, those of you listening in Japan, South Korea, welcome Canada, Uganda, welcome to you also. To all of you here listening in the United States, I want to welcome you as well to the Netherlands and to any country that is tuned into this broadcast. I want to welcome you also to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. We are commissioned by the Lord to give the gospel of Jesus Christ, to warn the people of the impending things that are to come, and to notify the people of the work of the Lord in these last days that he's doing. And yes, indeed, he is doing the work. He is not dead. And yes, our God does speak a modern day word. And as I said many times before, I know some of you may have been told that Jesus doesn't speak today. He has done all the speaking he's going to do, quote, back in the biblical days, back in the days where the Peter, the Paul and all of them, you know. But that is far from the truth. Our Lord is speaking a modern day word today, and he is sending this word through his angel messenger, the Elijah, to cause all the faithful in Christianity to flow together as one. That's who's going to make up the bride. That's who's going to be truly one in Christ at the end. It's going to be faithful, the faithful one. Everyone that's claiming to be a Christian is not faithful. Okay? Everyone is that's claiming to be a Christian is not faithful. The faithful ones are the ones that's going to hold to the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ and will not compromise. They're not going to accept other religions and teachings that is contrary to the doctrine of Christ. They're not going to do that for the, quote, sake of love and peace. They're not going to do that. They're going to be firm, steadfast, and immovable. Hallelujah. And I am grateful to this day for the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's doing. People, we talk about as Christians, Christ is coming back for his bride. That is a true statement. But once again, I believe that we fail to understand the process that the people must go through to become the bride. And we're here telling people that any day we can be gone, any time, any hour. Listen, the body as a whole, we ain't ready. We too messed up. Some of us who are supposed to be the hand trying to be the foot, some of us that's the nose trying to be the ear, you know, we all out of place. And see, the Lord is coming back for that which he had put in place, okay? Not that what man had put in place, but what he had put in place. That's what he's coming back for, people. This is why the church, the body of Christ has to be restored. In the restoration of all things that the Word of God tells us, it involves the body of Christ has to be restored, broken up into too many fragments, against one another. Okay. Amen. You got the hand trying to tell the foot what to do, and the foot trying to tell the ear, and the nose trying to tell the mouth what to do. Man, it's just all kinds of chaos. And our Lord Jesus Christ is not coming back for a chaotic church. Okay? He is not coming back for a confused body. Okay? A body that has a hand that don't know where to be a hand and trying to act like a foot. He's not coming back for a confused body, people. Right now, until this work of restitution, restoration is completed, right now, he's looking at a confused body. Okay? That's what he's looking at. Amen. The word of God said, when he rose, we rose. Just like literally, when Christ rose, his head and body rose together. Well, symbolically, we represent the body of Christ, those that are believers. And Jesus, which the word tells us, he is the head of his body. So when he rose, we rose. Why? Because we represent his body figuratively. Okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. Now, I know that some of you, you know, in hearing that, you know, you may be saying I'm preaching another gospel. Well, if you say that, you're going to say it anyhow. But I know that the Lord Jesus Christ backs me up in this. So I am now going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother.
Mashalom. Shalom, Amishka. Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashua is Lord. What were you finishing, brother?
Just talking about the work, the last days, the restitution, restoration, the bride, the making of the bride.
The restoration of all things, huh?
Amen. You know, we overlooking the process, right, brother.
Yeah. A few minutes ago, I jotted a few notes. Hello, everybody. This is Brother Lee of the Windy City, the broad shoulder city called Chicago, Illinois, in USA, North America. Say it to all the people who may be listening abroad, we are members of the body of Christ, the kingdom of our Lord, and the church, what we call the redeemed body church, which I reluctant to use that word too often. We are the redeemed body of the called the Church of Christ, the Elijah message. Ooh, that should get somebody's attention. talking about reconciliation, restoration, and restitution of all things spoken by all the mouth of the holy prophet since the world began. That's what Peter said. The restoration, the restitution, reconciliation has been spoken of by all the holy prophets of Israel until the world began. It's amazing, my brother, that we are alive today to give a testimony to all of humanity by the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit and the everlasting gospel and our Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashua. I thank my God that we are permitted on this day, in the end time of the last generation that the scriptures speak of, that we are permitted be a partakers of his grace and redemption and a testimony of his love, power of his resurrection and death, his crucifixion and the blood and the Passover deliverance, that we are permitted to be born and called to such a time as this. So I'm grateful, and I will give thanks, and I acknowledge all the saints around the world who are having a very, very, very difficult time and going through crucial and crisis after crisis in their nation, in their home, in their hemisphere. So our prayers will be for you, our beloved brothers, whether you in Meads, whether you in Ethiopia, where they're having a war going in Ethiopia, where there's great millions of people are starvation without water, and a great war is going in Ethiopia that's not mentioned in our papers. But a great war, just like in Ukraine, is going in Ethiopia. And Lord, our minds and our thoughts upon those people. There are Christians in that nation. There are seed of Israel is in that nation. There's honest and humble lot of people seeking a better life. So I want to say to those in Ukraine, those in Sudan, those in parts of Africa, in the Philippines, those that's in the Balkans, those in Morocco, the Islam country, Saudi Arabia, and those are in deep pockets of the European places where they need to hear the gospel. My heart and life and our prayers go out to you, and our desire is the Lord to send victory and triumph to you. I want to say that out of my heart. I'm not saying so that you can send me some money or try to make me great or anything like that. We just love you with the love of God in Christ. And that's why we are compelled, Brother Nathan, your heart, and I and the sisters are compelled to reach out to you and complete our testimony about the everlasting gospel and the restitution and restoration of all things as Peter preached. Acts 3:18-23, he preached this message, the restitution and restoration of all things that all the prophets in the beginning of the world had spoken of this day called the restitution and restoration message. Okay. You were saying, love, brother, how is the weather there? It went up 10 degrees, 50 degrees. I don't know, it went up to 70 degrees, man. The other week it was 55. I know, other week, the other day, 2 days before, it was 55 or something like that. Then it was shot up to 70. And goodness gracious, man. You had an overcoat on.
We kind of running almost consistent with y'all. That's kind of, kind of ironic there because what you're describing is what we were facing. We got up to the 70s today. I think it's about 76. And like you said, we was having down to the 20, I know 2 or 3 days in a row, we were down at 27, and now all of a sudden we jumped back up to 70. Yeah, trust me, brother. In here in Mississippi, a lot of us was looking shocked. Trust me. We were looking very shocked. But anyhow, yeah, we kind of, what you're describing is just about what's happening here.
In Little Durant, Mississippi?
Little Durant, Mississippi.
Wow. Well, one segment of our broadcast, we're going to have to give the explanation of the great weather change that's coming that the Bible speaks about. And we're going to have to spend at least two hours at least, explaining what the Bible says about the drastic change of weather and conditions and the environment in the last day. We're going to explain that what the Bible says would occur on one program and how it's going to affect all of us and how God is going to use the weather to kind of get us our attention. God's going to have to release the natural and say, okay, boom, boom. Can y'all hear down there? You're going to have to release certain things. Can y'all hear? So, I was thinking a few minutes ago, about an hour ago, I jotted down some notes all of a sudden about the father of lies, the father of lies. And I was thinking about why the world is in a calamity and difficult, and all nations are perplexed and in such difficulty, they don't know what the answer is, because they have been blinded, deceived under the lying auspices of the father of lies. And how is the father of lies affecting the world today, the father of deception? And the political structure, culture, the education, and the every area of our lives, the father lies, the deceiver of all deceivers, who deceived the first person was Eve. Eve was the one that was deceived. The Bible said Adam was not deceived. It said the woman was deceived, and she seduced her husband to follow through. Did you get that?
Amen.
Paul said Adam was not deceived. The woman was deceived. Now I know we're going to get some claws out. Applause from that. We're going to get some claps from that, bro.
Amen.
It said the woman was first deceived, Then she took it, the disobedience tree, to Adam, her husband, and persuaded him. So he knew exactly, because he was given the commandment. He knew exactly what the Lord said about that tree. He knew exactly, and the responsibility was laid on him as being the man. Now, a lot of people don't understand that he was given the command. And then he was to affect both of them, but he was given the responsibility because the man was put in charge and dominion and first was created in the image of God. Now, the woman was not created first. The man was created in the image of God. So don't try to run around the world and try to make a man be a woman and all that, a woman a man. That clock don't run out. You people in the world, you need to run with another race with it. Because the Lord God said he made the man and created the man in his own image and likeness. So God is not a woman now. I know you ain't going to like this. God is not a transsexual. No, he's not like that. Is he right? Am I right, brother?
Yeah, you're right about that. Amen.
So the woman is in the image of the man. And the man is in the image of the living God.
Amen.
I'm not a sexist. I'm just telling you how God created things. Huh? I'm just putting things in order. Because a lot of people, well, God was this and God. No, God is a man. You never saw that the God was a female or an image of a female, because that's not the order. Whenever the Lord Jesus, it said the man came into the earth. It said the man, Christ Jesus. So don't try to make Jesus no transgender, homosexual, and all that. Try to make Paul. You know, the devil is just spreading lies. And I just felt to read something just about the lies that spread to the whole world and why the world is in chaos, because of the lies and deception that has been since the fall of man. And it spread. You know what it says? And I wrote in the hour ago, I just wrote down about the father of lies. No wonder the world is in a mess. No wonder why they're in trouble and distress. The father of lies has spread lies since the fall of man into every. You know what it says in Revelation? When the devil was cast down and out of the position in heaven, and he came down here in the perimeter of the earth in the second heaven, he was cast down, and it says in Revelation, and he deceived the whole world. Now, how is he spread deception into the whole world? First of all, he sees the first man, and so all the people born after him was under the curse, a cursed nature, fallen nature. So that means they're easily subject to the devil. They're easily, because they're in the devil's camp by nature. See, most people don't know the first whose man's nature was fallen. And because of his nature, is now in the devil's camp. He's out of God's nature. Adam was to receive another nature. So I want to read something. Hello, sister. Sister?
Is that Sister Brandon?
Great. I want to say to you, Sister Allison, and your dear beloved husband, I know he ain't gonna sit back. You tell Brother Allison.
Yes, sir. He's sitting back listening.
You tell Brother Allison. Appreciate him being a friend all of these years. And you and him.
Yeah.
Now, I know your husband is a kind of unique man, but I do appreciate his friendship, you and all of these years. And if I could call some help or some person, I could count on you, Sister Anderson, Brother Anderson. You know, it, you don't have too many friends in this world, you know, but I do appreciate that. I was thinking about it there. I said, you know, I really appreciate Brother Anderson. I'm going to let him know, you know. I'm going to let him know. Let you both know.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate our Sister Helen and Stella and Busma, all my dear beloved brother. It's not too many of them left, my brothers in Christ, like Brother Nate. It's not too many. I don't. Mm-hmm. In the past, I had some, but they're not here anymore. They're gone on to be with the Lord. And I was just thinking today, my brother Nate, my friend and my brother, I really appreciate him. And and it's just good to say that anyway. I don't care. It's just good to let people know that, you know.
Amen.
It's good to let people know you appreciate them. I mean, you know, people, we don't have to put on no airs, no phony, no stuff like that. Just tell what's in your heart, in your life. Yes, I appreciate you, bro. Because I don't have time to explain why I appreciate friendship, the things that you appreciate. I was thinking about, you know, all the people we basically started out with, Sister Allison. A lot of them, they're not here anymore. And you and I and Brother Allison and we're still here. And Brother Nate, he came on a little later. And but in the beginning, it was at the Brother Clark's house when I called it the beginning local in just Chicago Christ, Chicago area. And it's just you and I, right? Let me see who is left. I remember, we have a few people that's not in Chicago are still left, and but none of the men ministry are left, are they?
No, sir.
Uh-oh.
Just the faithful women, huh? No, a few women still remain. So I'm grateful. We have Brother Anderson. Our brother, he has always been there by your side in the work of the Lord, and they call him the silent man, and the quiet man, and maybe we should make him run for vice president or president, huh? All right.
Yep, got it.
I was went by and I saw Sister Mary Fox the other day.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I'll continue to pray for her. She came out of a minor surgery or something, dealing with her heart, replacing the battery and stuff. So you all remember to remember her.
Amen.
Well, God is good.
Yes, he
God
is.
Precious.
Oh, my God.
God
yes,
is precious.
Yes,
you know that song, if I didn't have the Lord, what would I do? If I didn't know Jesus, where would I go?
Yes,
if
Lord.
I was in battle, who would I turn to? If my tears watered the day and the night, who would I look to?
Mm-hmm.
That is one. There is one. There is one. You know, there is one. That's good to know, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's good to lean on that and never forget that, believer.
Amen.
Because things going to get thinner than a razor blade. And you're not be able to lean on people that, you know, some people you can lean on and they are good, but flush is flush and flush is fail.
So
we got something above that. Lean on me. Now, it is good when you can walk, when the world is in darkness and chaos and confusion, and people that you thought would be faithful and true to God or truthful to you in friendship, they're no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Folks turn their back on you, loved ones, husband, wife, cousin, uncle, all kind of stuff. I do understand when David said in Psalms 37, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord would take me up.
Isn't that good to know? Thank you. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we don't understand the pressure. Like my mother, my father, my grandmother, and grandmother, they're not here anymore on both sides. And so I don't have, but I had friends and sisters that were mothers to me during this trip, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, why is the world troubled? Why is the nation of the earth fallen and crumbling in chaos, confusion, and sorrow. Why is this happening? A lot of people are going to the government and seeking to the presidents and governors and rulers to give them the answer in the midst of this fallen, troubled world and nation. They are looking to political, and I'm not against people in this world, you know, the people they put in office and people that go to be running the government and the parts of the world, that should require them to do certain things in this life. But when they run out of answers,
uh-huh.
and when they have no answers, but going to government means, political means, I went in the store and I do the shop at Dollar Tree for some things. I'm a Dollar Tree. I'm not like y'all. Then I'll go, you know, go to Pass By Jewels and get some other stuff. See, I have to make my rounds, you know, because I'm not rich like y'all. Okay. So I'm looking at the food prices. I went in to get some margarine. Now, usually I go to a several store and the margarine is 99 cents. And they even have it, used to have it a month ago, 2 months, well, 2 months or 3 months ago. Then margarine was 89 cents. So I go into Jewel's today, and I see margarine, $2.69.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked again. I said, wait a minute. I stooped mm-hmm. down and looked at that tag again. I said, two what? $2.69. Then they had a sale on the other margarine. It was $1.69. And it had on sale today for $1.49, and I went to get the $1.49. They took all that $1.5. It wasn't none left. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I had to decide: am I going to buy this margarine that was 99 to 89 cents 3 months or 2 months ago, and now it's $2.69? Do I want that margarine? Nope, I don't want it. Bye. See ya. I'm just telling about me. I just ain't going there. So I said, wow. I said, you Democrats better get it in order there. Now, I'm not going to blame the Democrats altogether for all the conditions of the world. I'm not going to be foolish enough to do that. But Brother Robert Gross and our brother Hunt, Nathaniel Hunt, did a series about a year and a half ago, brother.
Right, yeah, about a year and a half ago, I believe, yeah.
And they explained a lot of stuff about what's working in our government and in the world, and the evil. And they did a series about several months
mm-hmm.
and all this. They opened the world's come out. And they... These two men are the only one I know in the restoration or in the Elijah message that had the courage to do this. So I'm not trying to lift him up. I'm just saying I don't know nobody else had the courage to do that. I didn't do it. I had talked about it for years, but they went all the way down the road. Brother Robert got on and Brother Nate together. They went down and opened some prophecy and told about the evil working, what was happening in the world. And these two men went on the radio for several months. And just went straight arrow, and my God, is shooting it all out. And I appreciate that courage. I appreciate that, Derek. You know, because I didn't hear anybody else in the restoration doing it. They may have, but I don't know nobody did. So I commend anybody that's got courage. When I see somebody exercise courage, I have to commend them.
Yeah.
So, amen.
Amen.
I haven't heard anybody in the restoration to stand up and say certain things. I just haven't seen anybody. If you do, let me turn on to them. I want to hear them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay? Let me know.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to congratulate them. Amen. Amen. If they say they got authority and they got the truth, and well, let's hear all of it.
Yeah.
Show me.
Oh, yes.
I want to hear them. Because when you tell me you got it, I expect you to show it and shout it.
Amen.
Okay, we don't want to get in that, do we? We all have to repent. We all have to repent. Okay. I love my brethren and all that's in restoration, but I don't love. Here's the thing I put on the Facebook and somebody got on my case when I said that the Lord is using other people and other ministries that represent the word that's not in the Church of Christ, that God is using them greatly to do great things. I got a backflap on that. Then I had to take them back and show them in the angel's message what the John says about these other ministries and other parts of Christianity. And I said, I said to myself, I said, apparently they haven't read what John said. What John said about these other ministries in the world, that some of them being used mightily to do mighty things for God. So they are brothers in Christ. And I don't care what nobody said. They have the same blood of redemption, and I got the same blood. I don't care what church you belong. It's only the blood that can get me. And so you might as well get that. You might as well get that. So I'm not against Pentecostal, apostolic, and Church of God. I'm not against them as long as they're on the straight road and know they got some traditions. Of course they got some errors. And but they're still my brothers. I don't care. I'm not in that foolishness junk. Talking about the Church of Christ, they're the only one, and all that nonsense, and ain't hardly. We ought to quit that. We really ought to quit that and get it right.
Amen.
Well, you can tell them that Brother Lee said that, and I don't take it back.
Amen.
Well, the Lord's still working on my pride, you know. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Father of lies, why is the world messed up? I want you to get your Bible. Everyone, to get their Bible right quick because we're running close on time. I'll ask for you to get your Bible, sister, all of you, because we'll be reading something. I want people to hear what is written. I said I want the people to hear what is written. It's like the brother when I told on Facebook that the other people who are outside of the Church of Christ are special, and they are God's sons and daughters, and they are doing great work, even though they have traditions and some error. Then I came back, and I said, yeah, they have error in Protestantism. Yeah, they have some tradition. I said, some of them are even out of the way. I said, yes, but some of them are doing a great and marvelous work for the Lord. I said, the messenger, the angel of the Lord, said so. I said, John said so.
Yeah. Amen.
So are you going to rebuke his words? That God got thousands of other people doing a mighty work? No,
yes,
it's not the restoration of all things.
Yes,
it's like they don't have this messenger, Lord, but they're doing what God gave them to do, and that's all they can do.
And God for them.
But, yes, I'm going to be grateful for the ministry that Morris Cirillo and Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin. Sure, I'm going to recognize God. The messenger says recognize other people that's doing work. He commanded, he said, acknowledge that see God working in them. If you don't acknowledge Jesus working in him, it's because you're blind.
Yes,
You have to recognize that Billy Graham had a message about repentance and faith and brought millions to it. Are you going to tell me that's evil?
Yes.
That he brought millions of people with evangelist message about Jesus being the redeeming Savior and brought millions of people. Now he going to say, well, he didn't teach them this because he wasn't given that. He was given what he was given, and that's what he did. Well, I'm grateful for Billy Graham.
Amen.
That's my brother.
Well,
he was my brother. I'm grateful for him proclaiming life through the blood and resurrection. How can I be against that? Jesus told his disciples, they that be for me is not against me.
Amen.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do your job.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Tell me, who goes into the jungle and the backsides of the desert in foreign nations where they kill and murder people, where they eat
yeah.
people and barbecue people? I got nerve to say nothing to a people of Christians that dedicate their lives, to lay down their lives, to take the message to the end of the world while some hard and difficult time living in the bush, and you mean Tim, I'm going to criticize them?
My Lord.
Then the Lord going to turn to me, said, where were you? Where did you
mm-hmm.
go?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to criticize them, why didn't the Church of Christ go?
Yes, amen.
Am I right about it? Am I wrong about it? Somebody tell me.
Amen.
I'm wrong.
Amen.
Right about it.
So, let's unite together. Let's unite with all blood-washed, born-again Christians.
Yes,
yes they have tradition. They have some error. They're not pointing to the restoration.
Mm-hmm.
They have error.
Yes.
So if you're going to say the Protestant, then the word of them all, the messenger, said the restoration has error in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So how about point the finger so much at them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 111 message, verse 1 to 4, 102, verse 2, 22 to 23, message 12 and 4, message 6, his restoration has error. Then the Protestants also have error. So the restoration has to get back completely, wholly, on the foundation of Christ. We can't point these fingers when the Lord has commanded from 1829, 1929 that we have not fulfilled many things. How can we point at them? And we have in restoration more errors, more doctrines cut off and reorganized and whatever they call the Mormons and three groups that are separated. How can we spend our time pointing fingers at other people?
Amen. Oh, true.
We got to humble ourselves. Even though we have received the light, we're not walking in the complete light. Here's the thing about receiving light. You have to walk in it.
Yeah, man.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Now, amen.
Why do you think the angel messenger says in message, what, 96 or 91, pray, and listen to what he tells the Church of Christ to do. Pray.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That faith, men of faith and renown would come this way.
No.
What does that mean? Why is he telling his church, his remnant, to pray that men of faith and renown come this way?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we call them men of faith and renown?
Hmm. Yeah. Lord, please. Lead them. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know why they don't like Brother Lee, most of them.
Because
I carry castor oil in my cup. Remember, I said break it first.
Mm-hmm.
So the word hit me first.
Yeah.
I said the word is two-edged. It hit me first. It convinced
uh-huh.
me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It called
that's right.
Repentance.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Now listen here. Why is that the lie that Satan has spread to all nations to deceive all nations is now coming to full fruition? Okay, let's see. Why is the world in the mess? I wrote down a few minutes. In Revelation 8, Revelation 12 says, Satan is cast down in Revelation 12 and 8 and 7 and 9. Satan is cast out and he deceives the whole world. Now, how is he able to deceive all nations and all world? And it said he had deceived and he's still deceiving and the seeds of his corruption is in all places. That's why he deceived Eve and it seduced her husband, right?
Yeah.
What did he do? How he deceived us? Satan got Adam and Eve to forsake God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what he did. In order to get control of dominion, he had them, God made a covenant and a promise to given to Adam and told him, today you're not to eat of that tree, and he forsook God's word, and that's why the devil said, forsaking the word and promise of God. That's how the world, the devil succeeded in spreading lies. And deception. Now, he forsook what the Creator said, didn't he? Adam forsook what this Creator said. He forsook the word. He took the word out of his mouth, and Satan put another word in his mouth. Through the woman.
Yes, he did.
And he forsook
yes.
the word and the covenant. He broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
then ever since, Satan has been running rapid in all the world and among all nations, hasn't he? If you think that Satan has not planted himself in every nation, why do you think that God, Jesus said, preach the gospel to every nation?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If these nations, they were not corrupt through their nature and following demonic religions given to them, there would be no need to preach the gospel into all the world.
That's true.
But Jesus said it must go to every nation, every hamlet, every isle. If they were not in darkness, under the influence of idol gods and pagan gods, in darkness by nature and by choice, and serving strange gods, there would be no need. He said, go, tell it, preach it, declare it to every nation.
Every nation.
Every person. If they were not in darkness, Satan had sown seeds of corruption to blindness to the fall of Adam in every nation. How has he done it? When man fell away, his nature became dark and Satan became the boss that he influenced to demonic deception dealing with every nation, every tribe, every people in the world.
Yeah.
Now they're innocent in some things if they didn't know. That's why the gospel must be preached. Christ must go to every nation. That's why
Amen.
The Lord's responsibility is to bring them to the light of truth, and their eyes must be opened. Now they have a choice to come to the light or stay in darkness or stay away because he loves them. And so the gospel is the love pool, the love apple that they must eat of, and they eat this apple, they'll live. They eat the other apple of tree, they die. But they eat the apple of the gospel, they'll live again.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I use the apple because they told us when I was a little kid that Adam, they ate the apple. Well, you know, it wasn't no apple, but amen. They had to fix it up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our old people, the kids used to ask me, where do the babies come from? And so they tell the kids the stoke will bring the baby.
Right.
It is.
they had to fix it up, dress it up. Where
yeah,
did the baby come from? It wasn't ready to know where the okay. His own lie after lie. Now let's look what it says about him. This one, it says in John chapter 8:44, when Satan was kicked out, dethroned, and cast down, he landed here, one-third of the angels, demons,
yeah.
not demons, evil spirits, full of hate and anger. He wanted to destroy all of God's creation. Now, at 8:44, why is nations in turmoil and destroying one another and have no knowledge of the Creator who made them? But they know something is powerful. So many of them worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and they worship things out of their own mind. They create a god, and they make a statue. In all of these nations, you'll find them worshiping something. And you say, why are they worshiping something? You can go to the deepest tribal nation, Indian, whether it's black or Russian, or the deepest part of Europe. Every tribal nation is worshiping something.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord told Paul in 17th chapter of Acts and 14, they worship what they know not. When Paul went to Mars Hills and preached, they were worshiping the unknown God. And so all these tribes are worshiping. They don't know the true living God, so they create a God, and Satan has gave them to worship what they know not.
Yes.
If you don't believe it, go to any nation on the world. Go to the deepest tribe.
Mm-hmm.
They worship in something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hatched out of their own imagination or from Satan and demons. And most of the worship is a demonic God in some conception or another. And in every nation he has sown this worship. Because Satan, the devil, wanted worship so bad, he went away to deceive the nation that they may worship him. And then
yeah.
the nations are worshiping Satan and know it not. And all the world in darkness sin until the light came. That's why he raised up Abraham, Noah, and all of those to bring the light of the true creator. And he started way back to the garden, to Abel. And then he raised up King Melchizedek, and then Enoch and Noah. And then he got to his main man, Abraham. This is the man. I'm going to raise up light to the nation through his seed. Genesis 14 to 17.
Mm.
And your people going to be my representative of the true creator
yeah.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
To counteract all the lies and deceptions in this world. It says in this, what, 8 and 44, God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone has got that? I want the people to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
John 8:44. Anyone has that? Do I have two?
Okay. Ye are your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
You see? Let's follow on. Go to Jesus also says something in the 10th chapter of John, about 9 and 10 mm-hmm. verse. I want to read, please, about this fallen one. This lion and this thief.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find the pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep.
Now,
but he said,
now, the thief cometh, Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
The thief, do he want the most, that is juggery of cheating, lying, and steal, he wants to steal from us.
Yes.
Today,
mm-hmm.
as I passed by a street, there was a group on the street. You seldom don't see a religious group on the street anymore like that. But I found a little group. They were on the corner where I used to use my bullhorn a lot. So I stopped by, and they were a Hebrew group. And there was preaching on the, you have to be the 12 tribes and color and stuff like that. And they spoke some true Old Testament truth. But because they was not enlightened to the full revelation of God in the New Testament, they only were able to see what the old talking about fully enlightened them. So, in other words, people using the Old Testament as the primary base will remain under the law of blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the true light hit the world. The Bible said the true light coming. In John 4, the true light came. And Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach. The book of John said he was the true light.
Yes.
The true light came because the darkness had already filled the whole world, so the true light comes. In the form of a man. Called the Son of God, the seed of David, of Abraham. The true light. The true light came. So I asked him, if he got to tell him, brother, you are, what are you a tribe? What Israel you are? And he read certain scriptures about Israel in the Old Testament and Israel. And he picked a couple of scriptures in the New Testament that God said he's going to go to the house of Israel. And then I said, I said, okay. I said, could you tell me, if I'm recognized as a biological, physical Jew or Israel, will that save me? I said, by me recognizing what tribe of I'm a Jew and a chosen people, then you read that to me in the Old Testament, will that redeem me? Will that give me eternal life? Well, brother, we're talking about something else now, and we're talking to another over here. And I said, well, I just answered the question. I couldn't. They every time I asked the guy was speaking, he said, wait a minute. I said, okay, I'm going to wait around. I said, okay. Can I ask a question, sir? Could you tell me why did Jesus die on the cross and rose again?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something else now. I never could get him, even though they have good intentions. They were telling the people, the Old Testament, telling about you have to be an Israelite, and they're talking some good Old Testament truth, but not redemption, not the gospel. Not the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it,
mm-hmm.
That's how a lot of people can see. They wasn't preaching the gospel of Christ, but they were preaching some Old Testament truth about Israel. And if you're not an Israel, you're not God's chosen people. If you're not in the tribe of this, I said, okay, I get that. I said, will that give me eternal life? That's what I want to know. Is my skin color, will my skin color determine whether I'm Israel? And will Israel only, biologically, get eternal life? I said, will I get eternal life? I could not get a straight answer from the brother. The people over there were taking a look picture of me, and the other guys, they were looking at me, and the other ministers out there with their robe on it, and they're good people, good people, good people, good intentions, but I could not get no answer about the cross. I could not get an answer. See, this is how narrow it is, how people are deceived by different things. Oh, they're talking about God. I said, yeah. They talk about God, all right. Oh, they're talking about the Bible. So they're reading the scripture. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is this what they're saying, deception?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have no knowledge, revelation knowledge of Jesus the Christ, the true light, many people, oh, they believe in God. They're Moonies, or they believe in God, and oh, they believe in God. I said, I could not get them on that platform to answer this simple question. Why did Jesus, the Messiah, came in the world, and why did he die and rise again? See, the devil will unfox himself when you simply know the real truth of the true light of Christ and address the simple question about the death, suffering, and resurrection of Christ. That's the first thing you have to hit people with. See, it's not about arguing, debating, just asking this question.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul was blind as a bat. He was the most educated, intelligent, smartest, big-brained person, the religious person of his day among the Pharisees. Blind as a bat. a spiritual revelation of what the prophets meant. He was blind, but he was a good man. He meant well. He upholds the Pharisees' law. But listen, when Jesus opened his eyes, he knocked him down off his high horse. Who are you? First thing Paul said, who are thou? What did Jesus say? I'm Jesus. I'm the Yeshua, Mashiach, the one you are crucified and persecuted. Listen. The devil had deceived the world with religion, education, government, culture, entertainment. What else has he deceived? He's in the White House. He's in all the government. He's all in the entertainment world. He's took it over the tennis world. He took over the business world. He took over the financial world. He took it over the government world. You don't know that he's taken all of these things in this world. That's why Jesus come with the true life. Preach the gospel. Demonstrate that I'm the Son of God. I'm the true life. I'm the life that created all things. Now, listen, one more.
Amen.
I'll try to finish these scriptures tomorrow. The devil is running rampant in every nation.
Yes, he is.
Every person on the earth because of the fallen nature and deception that Adam brought into the world. Sin, fallen nature, the curse of blindness, Satan's control, evil influence. Many people hunger for the true life, and righteous don't know what they hunger. They make statues because it's in every person to worship. Do you know, even when man falls, it's still in him to worship. Do you know why every person, every tribe and nation has to worship something?
Moon,
stars, a rock, a tree, or something?
Amen.
When you went into Egypt and all the nations, they had all their false gods out there. Didn't they have? I mean, they had big old snake gods and all kind of crow gods because it's in man, even though he's fallen, to worship. Because he was created to worship. Now he's in a fallen state and a deceived state. Now, the lie is in our government, and America is a Christian nation, and the lie is all up in the government. It's in religion. That's how he deceived. He's used the innate corrupt nature of Satan's influence in every tribal nation that have not the knowledge of the true God of Nineveh and the Redeemer until the true light comes. And they, some of them know that something else, but and they don't know what it is, and they'll go create, you know, carve out something and carve out a God, and they say, well, the moon, that's a powerful thing, so I worship the moon. The sun, let me worship the sun. And then they say, yes, let me create a statue here and bow down and worship. Because he's made to worship. And he don't know the true God, but he's searching. These people are searching. Why is the gospel, the light of the gospel, the most important message in the world? Now, Satan walketh among all the nations. From the day of the fall of Adam, he took control of the nation. I want to tell you this. Satan has not yet sold. Satan has not been expelled, evicted, has not given up his rule over the nations yet. Now, I know you ain't going to like that, but who you think are ruling all these nations?
Really?
I will know now. Tell me. Since you said God is in charge of everything, who controls all these different nations and governments and clients and indigenous people? Who do you think controls?
Trouble everywhere, Satan.
Well,
if evil and God was
out of control, why are you taking the gospel then if God was always? Why do we have to take the gospel to everybody?
2 seconds left, brother.
How many?
Got a few seconds left.
Brother. Okay. Why do we have to take the everlasting gospel to every nation? Who in control of Russia? Who in control of Red China? Who in control of Saudi Arabia? Oh, wait, just tell me. I want to know.
That's why the word.
Who do you think is sitting there in the government with his demons and his laws?
That's
and
so
his, well, I guess we don't have to preach the gospel because God is in control of everything. We can just sit back. Love you for the gospel, a redemption of Christ, and the restoration of the gospel is the most important message of this world. Jesus loves you. He died and rose again, and I love you, and we, with the Elijah message, and we reaching out to you today to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To tomorrow, again, we will seek to finish this, the Father that has lied and deceived the whole world.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all in Jesus' name. As for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Anson, Sister Teague. We love you. God bless you, and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank God for you.